Love Your Work is supported in part by Treehouse. Take your career to the next level and learn from over 1,000 videos created by expert teachers on web design, coding, business, and much more. Claim your 14-day free trial at kadavy.net/treehouse. You'll be supporting the show. This is Love Your Work. On this show, we introduce you to the people and give you the tools to carve out success by your own definition. I'm David Kadavy, and I'm a best-selling author and entrepreneur. Every Thursday, I love bringing you a new episode in which I dissect the unique path of a guest. What clues help them find their calling? How do they cut out the noise to focus? And where have they made compromises? Or I bring you lessons that I've learned for myself. If this is your first time listening, be sure to check out some of our most popular episodes. Jason Fried on episode 1, neuroscientist John Cunyos on episode 8, and Laura Roeder on episode 9, just to name a few. If you like what you hear, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, and write us a review. Just go to kadavy.net/review. I work unreasonably hard bringing this show to you, and when you subscribe and review, it will help me keep doing that for you. Thank you, by the way, for those of you who have already subscribed and reviewed. May was a record month, 33% more downloads than we had in April. That's quite a bit. It's quite a jump. And stay subscribed because we have great guests coming up. Next week, I'm bringing you Tucker Max to talk about book marketing. I've just listened to the episode and it's full of brilliance.
If you are looking to find success your own way, understand super fucking clear what success is to you.
He also gets pretty not safe for work for you in the typical Tucker Max fashion, so be ready for that. We also have Ryan Holiday coming up on June 23rd.
I urge people not to be so closed-minded about like having a day job or a profession or whatever.
Be sure to pre-order his new book, Ego is the Enemy, that is available at kadavy.net/ego. On this week's show, I'm bringing you the top lesson that I've learned from 12 years of blogging. Tuesday was the 12-year anniversary of my very first blog post, which was May 31st, 2004. And that blog post could easily be the worst blog post that I've ever published. But if you really think about it, it's actually the best blog post that I've ever written. And I'll explain why in this short article. If you want to read this article, you can find this article on my Medium profile at kadavy.net/medium. Here we go. What can you do right now? My most important lesson from 12 years of blogging. On the rickety art table-turned computer desk in the living room of my $565 a month apartment in Omaha, Nebraska, 12 years ago today, I wrote my first blog post. It would be the worst blog post I've ever written, except it's actually the best blog post I've ever written. I quote, "I'm glad I decided to just jump into it. I have a tendency is misspelled, when I'm learning something new, to try to take in every detail of something before I attempt it. The result is a sort of paralysis." End quote. I had been suffering from the fortress fallacy. I was following bloggers such as Jason Santamaria, Jason Kotke, and Doug Bowman, all of whom were light years ahead of me. They had well-designed blogs with great writing, and lots of people were reading them. It was intimidating. I had let my vision of what a blog could be get in the way of just trying to do what I was capable of in the moment. It would be the worst blog post I've ever written for very obvious reasons. It has no real point. It's all just a jumbled, run-on paragraph, and it even has a misspelling. But it's the best blog post I've ever written simply because I wrote the damn thing. Once I had finally taken action, it was easy to continue taking action. Once I fought through my perfection paralysis and hit publish on my first blog post, my brain lit up with possibility. I wrote my second blog post immediately after my first. I wrote two blog posts the next day. Within 4 days, I had coded a new template. A year later, I moved to Silicon Valley for my new job. 6 years later, I got a book deal. Now, I live wherever I want. Before I took action, my blog was just a thing that could be, if only X, Y, or Z. Once I had taken action, it was a living, breathing thing that needed my care. I had given myself the puppy. I see it all the time, and I still fight with it myself. That dream you have can actually hold you back. The perfection you see in your mind's eye competes with here and now. If only you could find the right idea, if only you could code, if only you could find the right co-founder, then you would be successful. Your dream is not it. This is it. If you don't have a good idea, start with a bad idea. If you can't code an application, code a tutorial. If you don't have a co-founder, see what you can do on your own. Your dream can be your guiding star. It can be a tool you use to remind yourself to keep going. But nothing matters more than what you can do right now. And if you don't do it right now, you can't appreciate how far you've come later. Love Your Work is supported in part by Audible. Choose from over 180,000 audiobooks on any subject you can imagine. You can try Audible for free at Kadavy.net/audible. Start with Susan Cain's Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking. It will help you embrace the introvert in you. Go to Kadavy.net/audible and claim your free audiobook. I hope that lesson inspired you to take action in something. If you liked that lesson, you'll love last week's episode, episode 27, with Jeff Goines, where Jeff explains how you can listen to your life for clues to finding your path and build bridges to make big changes less scary.
What's in me? And step one, I think, is sharing that gift.
Jeff's episode broke our single day download record, by the way. And if you've already heard that one, dig way back to episode 3, where Jonathan Wegner of TimeHop shares how he cut his teeth building a very strange and very popular New York City subway app.
You know, when we launched, we just had people like, oh my God, I thought I was the only one who did this.
And before I go, I've got to ask, do you like books? If you do, I'd love to send you my book recommendations. About 90% of them will be nonfiction on subjects spanning from biographies to neuroscience. Just go to kadavy.net/reading. Sign up and you'll get my first set of book recommendations right away. You'll be supporting the show if you buy any of those books through the links in the email. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Kadavy. The theme music for the show is See In You, performed by The Album Leaf, courtesy of Sub Pop Records. Love Your Work is a production of Kadavy, Inc.